And here we are, worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio on this Monday, April 30th, 2018. The Win-Free Hour coming up. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. And the gentleman that I heard earlier, I welcome you, and if you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Brian from Michigan. How are you?
Hi, Brian. Welcome. I'm well. How are you doing?
Oh, man, was it beautiful today.
All right.
Yeah.
I was working here in town in Paradise, and just before I finished the job, it started sprinkling a little bit, so I started cleaning up my stuff, and then it started pouring rain crazy. And then I come home on the other side of town and completely dry. No rain at all.
Okay. Well, that's good. And I remember many such events in my life. Our weather pattern probably won't start that. Spring weather usually in Saginaw. I'm in Saginaw. It gets that way where it's spotty like that. Usually more into the end of May, mm-hmm. and then into June and July. And it
right.
depends on the heat and humidity ways. Because we have high humidity here. I don't know how your humidity is there in Paradise.
No, not bad. Except today I felt kind of muggy, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we float around. It's usually.
What's that?
We float around 60% humidity, roughly,
okay.
as our average. What's
uh-huh.
your average like?
I do not know what our average is, but a lot drier, I believe.
Right. I know where Wynn and Terry are, it's like 20%, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my actually good feeling, I think it's around, probably here around the 30 or 40 or so, I think.
Okay. So yeah, I haven't looked up Paradise yet. I will though. I promise you, one of these days. Big trees, right?
A lot of pine trees, yeah, and oak too.
Okay. Yeah, and the sequoias. How far are they from you?
Far away, I think. That is not like like Yellowstone, right?
Oh wow! Yeah. Okay. Well, sequoias are Northern California.
Yeah, I do not know around here where the nearest ones are, but as far as I know, that's where they're at, I guess, but not around here as far as I know.
Okay.
I didn't grow
Paradise
up.
Is it in California?
Is what in California? Paradise?
I thought you were in California. You're in Yellowstone?
It's in California. It's near Chico, and we're on the, you know, where the valley goes. You know, you have the Sierra Nevada, the mountains starting.
Okay.
Just in the valley, and we are like, you know, just a little ways into the mountains.
Okay. Beautiful. California is such a massive state.
Yeah. It's a big one. They're considered. Well, somebody, there's a multi-billionaire who is trying to get it divided in three different states over here.
Well, Jefferson was originally the state that I was aware of that was up north.
Mm-hmm.
When they proposed California, there was Jefferson. I don't know. What's the third one?
The third state on the west?
Well, California, they managed to keep, when they were forming the states, they managed to keep California all together, the way I understand it, because the people in California loved the coast so much
mm-hmm.
and loved each other so much, they decided to stay together. But at one mm-hmm. time, there was a territory, which they're trying to get as a state now, named Jefferson. And Jefferson is in Northern California, I believe. But you just said that they were thinking about splitting it into three. Now, I haven't heard about the third one.
I don't know either. It's and I haven't heard of names, but you see a lot of signs here the about what you're saying, the state of Jefferson, that people are proposing that, I guess. But the person who has in mind splitting the state up in three, not talking about Jefferson, though, but... all right, has somebody else joined? And welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, is that Wynn?
No, it's Brian.
Oh, Brian. Hi, Brian. You sounded like Wynn for a minute.
Richard's
there.
Brian.
Richard's Brian, exactly. I don't know. Richard's Brian, yep.
I think it's in the Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yeah. There you go. Wynn knows about that.
Yeah, I one time I was working on a site that I or a situation. It was going to be called Pouring Rich or Poor Ingrich, and I might still work on that. We'll see what happens. I'm working on some headphones right now. They're all tangled up, and it's driving me nuts.
Nothing like a good set of headphones.
Right? These are Skull Candy. And I haven't used them in years. And I'm trying to get them on the... they're not wireless, so I'm trying to get the cord untangled.
Hey, Prudy, still the same, right? You will not be here for the whole plant healing, correct?
Yeah, if you could do that, yeah. Thank
no
you.
No problem. I
appreciate it.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Thank you.
Hi.
And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Thanks, Heiss.
Of course. Of course, Jane.
Yes.
Get it?
Of course.
Welcome to the next call. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Welcome, Teddy.
Hi, Heiss.
Thank you for being here.
Anna Kitwa.
Hello, Anna from Kenbois.
Hello.
Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Well, greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Welcome to the call, Raiden.
Thank you for being here.
Greetings. Positive
Thank you for being here as well, Raiden. And somebody else joined in after you. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Roger.
Sea Serpent.
I hear Roger from Austin and Cecil Sea Serpent from Washington State in the Seattle area.
Terry Brown from Sedona.
Hello, Terry Brown from Sedona. Thank you for being here.
And hi, guys.
Hi, welcome. Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Positive greetings.
Hi, Terry. Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Love you.
Good to hear you.
Thank you. I tested these new headphones. Thanks, Terry.
Wynn should be here in a minute.
All right.
Yeah.
And I welcome all those folks that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here.
Heiss, was that BBS music that we heard on the intro?
No, it was, I was playing it.
Very nice. Who was the singer?
It is a, she's Irish. Let me take a look over here. Now, this song, if you YouTube it, it is the title is I Am the Light. And there are several artists playing this song, but this one, which I like a lot, is it's 8 minutes and 16 seconds, and it goes under the name Sirgun, S-I-R-G-U-N, Kaur. Spelled as K-A-U-R. And then in addition to it, it says, and, hold on, I lost it. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And if you look for
I am the light of my soul.
I am the light of my soul, and it is in the 8th seat. The same artist has it in two versions. One is 8 minutes and 16 seconds, and the other one is, I believe, in 8 minutes and 11 seconds. But there are also other versions shorter and also longer, like 11 minutes. Do you see it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got it. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful.
I got it. Thank you.
Every morning during breakfast, I play it. And usually at night, I play it again. It just, you know, and sometimes I just notice myself, you know, humming it while I'm driving in the car. And it is energetic.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the guy singing backup vocals on that was named Sat Darshan. So it's sing. Sirgun Kaur and Sat Darshan.
Correct.
Singh. And that guy, I thought that was Don singing in the background.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome to the Wynn Free Hour, Wynn.
That you can make it.
I win.
I'm still thinking, I don't like the name, the Win Free Hour. It should be the Free Win Hour.
The Free Win Hour. And that that pretty much applies, yeah.
Right.
Hey, but heads up, I will leave this call 10 minutes early. If you can close it off, I'll go to Whole Planet Healing as Prudy cannot be here for the next call.
Okay. All right. Now, I was thinking about what we should do tonight, okay? And usually after a Sunday call, almost always, I'm exhausted. And I was really tired yesterday when we did Whole Planet Healing. And so I make it easy on myself. And do a replay, which, you know, it seems like I should be recording this. People like to hear this kind of stuff. Should I record it? Okay.
Go for it. In 4:30.
This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is April 30th, 2018. And I was just talking about how after a weekend, by the time I get to Sunday Whole Planet Healing, I'm really tired, usually. And because we have, like, two things on Saturday and two things on Sunday. And each thing does take energy to do it. So on Monday, sometimes I want to coast and do a replay. And the next best thing to do besides a replay, and actually, you know, I have a work ethic that says I can't do a replay, I should be working. But the fact of the matter is we have so many calls, so many things which can go for years, if I wasn't here. And some of the replays are absolutely extraordinary. Let me see if I have an extraordinary one here. The other thing is, we had an extraordinary channeling yesterday. I know that. I know everybody responded to it. And I thought there were a lot of things about that channeling that were tips that you could extrapolate into your own life, and that it might be good to reiterate some of that and have a discussion about it. So let's just see. Whenever we go to have a discussion, nobody talks. And then we're on Whole Planet Healing, and the discussion starts, and nobody will shut up. Have you guys noticed that? Okay, I'm unmuting you all.
All callers are unmuted.
So true.
Is that true?
So is this a replay, or is this live?
This is a live replay.
That's awesome. I heard three replays in there, and I'm recording all the dates right now. It's kind of an interesting mirror.
Well, you heard three replays?
Someplace in there, I heard three replays.
Yeah, yeah. Now, who just came into the call? Who just came in? Would you like to say your name and city?
Yeah. It's Helen in Virginia.
Oh, Helen.
Yes, you caught me.
You thought you were sneaking in, didn't you?
Yeah.
I said, he'll never know that I'm coming in.
That's right.
You know, it's very interesting. I don't know if you guys have had cognitions on this, but understanding the entire angelic realm in heaven, I've never heard anyone describe it the way it comes through our sources. And thinking of Terry as someone who came from those realms and ends up in this realm is totally congruent with the way Terry is. Can you guys share that? I mean, do you see what I'm talking? You see that perception?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you,
in other words,
are you saying the?
Well, am I saying what?
Are you saying the question was that there's a congruence between who Terry is in real life and who she is on the air? Is that what you're saying?
No. No.
No. Okay.
You may have missed this point, but it's come up a number of times. And there's a heaven realm, and it's where souls can go after they die to rehabilitate themselves. It's not heaven exactly in the way the Christian view of heaven is expressed. It's more like it's a rehabilitation zone. And there are these coaches that come down and work with you and do life reviews. And those coaches are called angels, okay? And that everything is free will, and an angel can decide, anyone can decide, assuming they have the energetic wherewithal. In other words, you can't do something if you don't have the energetic wherewithal. But say you could die and say, I want to incarnate on Pleiades or Andromeda, right? and start a light stream there. But you couldn't do that unless you had energetic connections to those planets, okay? It's not like totally thinking of the willpower to do it. But one way or another, there's a lot of free will. And you can go to the heaven realms when you die. And then there are beings that work with you, which are commonly called angels, that help you rehabilitate yourself and decide what you're going to do next. And Terry was one of those angelic beings, okay? And she decided to come into this realm and got totally screwed up. And in this lifetime, she's probably still coming to, so to speak. Okay? I gave that whole description for Brian, because he was asking about it, you know? But
and perhaps, thank you, Terry, for coming back.
as bad as it is, Terry, but when a being like that wakes up in this realm, they can make a phenomenal contribution. And you can tell somebody who's from the heaven realms. Now, let me just say, this is me saying this, the human side of Wynn, having made all these observations, and you can tell, I can tell, and when you think about it, you can see it. You can tell when somebody came from those realms because they have certain rather specific characteristics. And the characteristic is that they're spacey. They don't fit into this realm. And they almost have to be helping other people, which was their MO in the higher realms. When somebody has all those characteristics, then I start seeing them as coming from the angelic realm. And it was very cute yesterday. There was a lady by the name of Clarissa Bernhardt who was a guest on our call. And she's an astrologer, and she's been on Art Bell, and she predicted earthquakes. That's what she's most famous for. And Terry and Clarissa really bond.
I mean,
Clarissa is just really a loving person. And she called up to see how Terry was doing. Just a friendly call. And I watched Terry talking to Clarissa, and I said, this is two angels talking to each other. It's like there was a certain aspect to it. And I actually invited Clarissa to be on the show today, and I was going to call it Two Angels Talking. And I was going to shut up and have Terry and Clarissa talk. And you'll see how beautiful the line of conversation is. Is what I'm saying making sense to you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I got three S's. and another person that comes to our calls, and there's probably more of them, you know, but one person that comes to the who thinks they fit the criteria of coming from the heaven realms, coming into this realm? Who will the call?
Do we respond with I or nay?
Say I or nay. Well, just say your name so we can, you know, think about it.
I say Brian says that. Yes, I am.
Brian?
Yep.
Brian, who's the pain in the ass, Brian?
That's a yes. That's a yes from Brian.
Okay. Okay.
This is Anna, and the source energy is confirmed. So, for me, in one of the Wednesday.
That you came from that realm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Starseed and Elohim child.
No. What I'm talking about is different than a starseed. Okay.
Well, both.
All right. All one.
So it's but, you know, some variation closer to source.
Well, you might as well be Satan if it's all one.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like the other side of the coin. You know, it's real
yeah.
close. But it's on the other side.
But can I give a jackal laughter on that?
A what laughter?
Like a what? Jackal.
You sound like a jackal?
Well, I was on mute when you... I had myself muted. I'm doing this as a practice right now, muting myself between pauses, so sorry about the delays.
No, that's good. So
but,
you start mumbling, no one hears you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you were from the heaven realms. I don't know. You know who I was going to pick first and foremost that's on the call?
Terry?
Well, we mm-hmm. already know she's from there, so I have to pick her. Okay.
I wasn't answering that. I thought I was from the heaven realms. I was answering, I thought Terry might be from the heaven realms, that many people in the group might have been from there.
Terry most definitely is from there, okay?
Yeah.
They've said it. She remembers it, and they've said it, right? So, but Helen in Virginia Beach, I think, is from that realm. Helen, are you there?
I am.
That's the first time anyone said something nice about you in a long time, right?
Sometimes. Nobody understands me. I'm too much like Terry.
I think I'm too much like Terry,
but I don't think I'm an angel.
Well, you know, if you take the word angel and stop making it like it's a self-aggrandizing term, right? Or a high term, that's the problem. You know, these words get kind of certain connotations to them, and you think you're patting yourself on the back or exalting yourself. But no, I mean, you know, it's like you were here before you were in the angel realms, you're here afterwards. It's either a phase you're going through, or it could be a long phase. Keep in mind, when you look at the long view of life, it never ends. It never ends. You realize that? And so this is just a very small epic, this lifetime, in a string of thousands. So, you know, the reason the Ra group calls the wanderers, you understand why?
Because we're lost.
Well, it's kind of like people that are on, like, to go on vacation a lot. Well, should we go to Rome or should we go to Atlantic City?
That's very true.
See, wanderers have a high enough dispensation that, you know, earlier I said, shall we go to Pleiades or should we go to Andromeda? But not everybody can do it. if they don't have the vibrational content to just move so freely to a whole new vibrational planet. But they probably had past lives there, or they raised their vibration to the place where they could do it, and they just say, well, you know, let's just go to Andromeda this lifetime. Although it's usually not for one lifetime that you would make a decision like that. Normally you'll get caught in... Now, remember, I am talking from my accumulated thousands of conversations with the Elohim in reading, but it doesn't mean I'm correct on everything I say. This is what I think is true. And I don't remember doing a channel where we actually broke it down like this. So, on that note, the one thing about somebody from the heaven realms when they're in this realm is they're somewhat of a dodo in getting along. They're spacey, and all they want to do is help people. Why are you laughing, Ellen?
Because it explains me perfectly.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about it is you just have to set yourself up to help people all the time, as much as you can. And that will give you, you could try it, you know, give you the reason to be alive. You see, for all of us, we need a reason to be here. We need a reason to be. Otherwise, we lose our motivation. And in 3D, what's the most common reason for people to be here? Helen, do you know?
I would say first to learn, but it doesn't always work that way.
I wasn't going to say that. But the most common reason people take to be here is to raise a family.
Oh, yeah.
They don't walk around thinking, I want to learn. They want to have sex and have children. At least the men want to have sex. The men want to have. The men want to have sex, and the women want to have children.
And amen.
You know me too well, Wynn.
What's that?
I said you know me too well, Wynn.
Do you want to have children?
I did. Four of them.
And I assume that means you have sex as well, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Four times.
At least.
Right.
Well, unless you had twins. Or triplets.
Oh, no, I didn't do it that way. It wasn't that easy.
Yeah.
They let you take pills for that now, I hear.
It didn't work.
Just that.
When God has a plan... When God has a plan, you can hang it up.
Now, you know, when you, so, raising a family at least keeps you occupied for 20 years, okay? Gives you something to do. It gives you a reason to really care for other beings, right?
Very
and
true.
It gives you a purpose. After the family grows up, now you got to figure, well, what do I do now? Is the husband going to stay? Is the husband going to leave?
Well, mine took angel wings and left.
Your husband?
Yes, he died before the kids were completely grown. They were in high school.
Well, he didn't abandon you. He voluntarily...
No. He voluntarily left.
Yeah. Did he enjoy being a father?
I think so. I think he did.
So he probably left because you drove him crazy.
Well, you know, five girls and one man who's very masculine doesn't work real well. Navy pilot.
That's what Caitlyn Jenner said.
Navy pilot and sports. He played every sport, and if it had a ball in it, he won it. So having all these women around probably drove him nuts.
Yeah. Now, remember, one of the things about angels in this realm is that they're not completely functional, right? I mean, I'll bet you Carla has Carla had some test track as being an angel, you know? Carla Ruckert. Anyone else think they were an angel? Anyone else fit the description of being spacey, wanting to help people all the time?
Yeah, that's me. That's Terry in Dallas.
Terry in Dallas, okay.
I have to admit that. I've been told by this, it was a psychic in Sedona who channeled Archangel Michael. He said I was an archangel. And I just, never know if they're just saying that. But I look at a lot of things, and I've been spotted as I sleep in other realms by people. It's funny, helping them. But my specialty was one of healing and protection for other souls.
Mm-hmm. We need you.
Well, I'm glad Terry? To be here.
Terry?
Yeah?
Not you, Terry. You've been replaced for the moment.
Okay.
Oh.
She says, oh, that's good.
Right.
Terry, why don't you just give us all a blessing?
Oh, I'd love to. Okay.
And it can be even silent. I can feel your energy. You know. But you can say just however it inspires you.
Okay. If everyone would close their eyes and hold up one palm. We'll send some loving energy, and you can direct it toward wherever and whatever you want it to happen in your life or in your body. I'm going to be silent for a few moments here.
Hey, that was great.
Okay.
Terry, I can retire now.
She's good.
Yeah. Now, anybody else want to stick their
probably
foot in their mouth?
Fit in there somewhere.
Prudence?
Yep.
How many of you think that Prudence was an angel? Could have been
absolutely.
I think
nice,
she's though. Very cool.
But Russ is.
Yes. Now, what makes you think that, Prudence? Do you fit the criteria?
I've always been attracted to this ever since I was young. I've had visions. It's been a little different. And I'm an ordained spiritualist minister, and I used to teach healing.
Uh-huh.
And these calls are wonderful. And it feels right. I don't know if it's Elohim or Ra, but there's definitely a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's mentioned to Terry that there's a connection too to the Archangel Michael, because the healing techniques that we were taught were channeled from the Archangel Michael, and we would teach them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you blessed us to be here and help.
Thank you. It's wonderful. Everybody here is wonderful. The energy is so strong. It feels at home. You know?
Now, I'm not sure if Heiss was an angel, but he might have been going around telling the angels jokes to keep them cheered up.
I got the feeling that they're laughing about me, what I do over here on this end.
Now, how many of you like
you on?
They're what?
I said I think they're cheering him on.
Heiss?
Yeah. He's a sternly insight and cheerful voice and always says the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Helen, I got a question for you.
No.
You usually are in the background.
Yeah.
Think, oh, I hope nobody notices me. I want to pick up the vibe of the call.
And, exactly.
But I don't want anyone to know I'm here. Okay? So I'll come in late. And Wynn caught me today. But you actually like being caught.
Well, right now, it's kind of funny. My sneakiness didn't work.
Your what?
My sneakiness didn't work.
Your sneakiness didn't work.
Yeah.
See, instead of being an angel in the sky, you're an angel in the skies.
That's probably very true. That's really a very good description.
Angel in the skies.
Right.
Yeah. So, should I really put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Well, I put Terry on the spot, and I said, why don't you do a blessing for us all? And now we're going to all listen to you. We're going to listen to every word, and we're going to say, God, will Helen screw it up?
She will. Don't do well when I'm put on the spot.
Well, you can decline. On the other hand, you might really surprise yourself.
Possibly. You're funny when you say, you know, what you say, I feel. Always. Well, this is sort of off the cuff. I don't have anything prepared.
Of course not. You think I have anything prepared? Jeez, I planned this whole evening out, right?
You're better at this than...
Just so you know, Helen, you do have a really nice voice.
Oh, thank you. I haven't been told that in a very long time.
Yeah. And the last guy that said it to you probably wanted to sleep with you, right?
I hate to say it's been so long I can't remember, but it's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Helen, I want you to mock up this image of that. What if God was going to use me to reach everybody right now? How would God use me? What would I say? Now, I know you're self-conscious, but think of the responsibility of that. And see if you can move beyond your self-consciousness.
No, I'm asking them for help right now.
That's what?
I said I'm asking them for help right now.
All right. So we're going to all stop and let Spirit work through Helen and reach us.
Well, I'm going to attempt to do what I've been told I do best, because I do a lot of healing work. So to all of you on the line and those who are listening to the recording, I am being a conduit for the most healing energy that could possibly be for each and every one of you that you are ready to receive in whatever manner is the most comfortable for you. To put your hands out, to lift your hands to heaven, to put your hands out and connect with others, to touch others. I am going to be silent for a few minutes and be the conduit. And I love each and every one of you. Whatever you need to release, take in a deep breath and open your mouth and blow it out as hard as you can. Just go. Infinite love. Infinite love. Okay.
Are you done?
I am. My hands are very hot.
Your hands are hot?
Yeah, my hands always get hot when I do this.
Well, you definitely brought the energy in. I got it.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I sweat if somebody's really sick. So I don't think there's anybody on here really sick.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I think there's some sad people who needed to release some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just guessing, that's what I got.
Now, Terry, are you there?
Which one?
Terry Brown. I know she's
yes,
here.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Now, you always bless us by bringing in the messages from the higher sources, right?
Yeah. And I do it silently.
What do you do?
I just send healing.
This is like breathing. Like Brian.
No, I've been working with my mute, Glenn.
You're working with your mute?
Yes, sir. It's very effective, because otherwise laughing would overtake lines and other things that we don't necessarily want to interfere with everybody else's time, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So, Terry?
Yeah.
Would you like to give everybody a blessing from your conscious self?
I'm just doing it silently.
So let's just all be silent and pick up the energy, okay? This is like a Quaker meeting.
Okay. I need to take a break.
Thank you.
Are Quaker meetings silent, or?
I think it's Quaker meetings, I think. They're silent until someone decides to say something. And then they get on in front of the room and they say something. And then it goes silent again. And then someone else says something.
Cool.
I think so.
I have one more question. Were Quakers and Shakers one group?
Who? Shakers and who?
Shakers and Quakers.
No. I don't believe so.
No.
I can feel Terry in the space. All right. Who else wants to say something about all of this? Who thinks they were really bad in another lifetime and are paying it off this lifetime? Okay, I probably was. That's probably why I'm so good at doing this and why I know how the negative works. Okay? Anyone else?
I was just going to say that when Terry Brown was doing her blessing, to me it felt like, you know, you could feel part of her is still up in the angel plane. The energy was kind of coming down from higher plane dimension or something.
Yeah. Well, I think that she definitely is up in the angel plane.
Yeah. I'm pulling it in from there. I got 1 foot over there. Yep.
So you got 1 foot in the angel plane, 1 foot in the earth plane, and one hand on the mute button. Just can't remember which hand. Now, Helen, you're having fun tonight.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that, but I think it's because I worked outside with my flowers today.
Huh?
I worked outside. I love to go outside and work outside.
Mm-hmm.
In the dirt.
You know, another person that probably comes from the angel realm is Anna in Berkeley. Are you on the line, Anna?
Yeah.
Anna, are you there? See, I was going to have Clarissa be part of this talk. And she is, any of you remember Clarissa? You probably don't.
Mm-mm.
No. She was on quite some time ago.
And not only do I think she's from the angel realm, but I think Gary and Clarissa were from the same branch. Because they, it's so fun to watch them talk.
Would have been nice to be recorded.
What? The talk?
Yeah. Between the two of them.
Well, one night I'll have Clarissa as a guest. And we have to get into it. You know, as soon as you record something, you tend to become self-conscious. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Bless you. Bless you.
Terry, are you sneezing?
Yes, I am.
Let's see. Now, is that you sneezing or an angel sneezing through you?
Oh, that's me.
Okay. Hmm. Well,
I just missed a bit of conversation about being bad because I was on the other line. But I'm sure I've been bad before.
I wasn't going to volunteer anyone for that position. But since you said it, I'll probably agree. Okay. But, you know, something very interesting, an interesting point of view that... I had a lot of cognitions when I heard this, and it had to do with coming in from a high realm, taking a body, and knowing you're going to get lost. Knowing it. I mean, they're not dumb up there. They watch down here. They see all the people coming here, and they lose it, and they don't know what they're doing. And then you get lost, and you go through a number of lifetimes being negative, being evil, doing all those things. But way back in you, there was something really good, a good intent. And at some point on this track, the good intent finally surfaces. And the fact that you've had all these lifetimes in the negative gives you a huge power to fight. I won't say to use the word fight. Better to stand up against the negative and do a high mission. Did you follow that? It's a very interesting concept.
Oh, yeah.
No one followed it, right?
I was following, yes.
Yeah. You were following it? Anyone relate to it? Like they've gone through negative lifetimes, and now they're able...
Most deaf.
Yeah. You're able to be stronger. You're able to be a warrior. You have, like, a really deep understanding of how the negative operates. You know? That, you know, Terry is learning that from doing this work. She's learning it. But she didn't have that prior. I don't know if Helen has it. Helen, do you have that? No, you don't have it.
The ability to see the evil?
Well, of course the negative, okay? The ability to understand.
Yeah. I came to it later in life.
Mm-hmm. And,
more observational, you know, than anything?
Well, you know, when you're really good at it, you can stand up against it, okay? It can't get you. Well, I don't want to say can't get you, but it has a much harder time getting you.
That comes and goes.
Somebody said something in the background there. What'd you say?
I said you're running out of time.
We're running out of time?
Yes. For the call.
Oh, we're running out of time on this call. Okay. Well, that happens at every call we do. We run out of time.
It went so fast.
And I don't even remember what we did, except talk about angels in this realm. Okay? But thank you, guys. See that? I started out just where I was. And I was floundering. I said, am I going to do a replay? And we got into that beautiful call. So, and that was a call that was really centered around you. So on that note, it's 6:58.